This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report, a daily commentary continuing the conservative pro-family legacy of Phyllis Schlafly. Now, the president of Phyllis Schlafly Eagles, Ed Martin.
Liberal groups like the National Education Association have been pushing for liberal indoctrination in our public schools for many years. It's sad to say, but many of us have gotten used to seeing news stories about revisionist history classes painting America as a hopeless cesspool of racism and sexism. The indoctrination quickly spread to science classes, where students were subjected to global warming hysteria, then to English classes, where students were forced to read vulgar liberal propaganda rather than real literature. You might have thought the indoctrination would stop there, but now not even math classes are safe. The Seattle Public School District has launched a new course called, quote, Math Ethnic Studies, end quote, to expose the alleged racism and sexism in math. It starts by discussing the mathematicians who made significant contributions to mathematics in the various nations throughout the ancient world. Nobody has a problem with that, but they go off the rails when they say Western civilization appropriated math and made themselves the only legitimate expression of mathematical identity and intelligence. It's ludicrous to say any culture stole math from another culture. That's like saying I stole math from my teacher in high school. Math isn't something you steal. It's something you learn. The propaganda doesn't stop there. The Math Ethnic Studies course then preaches to the children about how math has been used to oppress and marginalize people in communities of color. The students also hear how math has been used to exploit natural resources and how math dictates economic oppression. Let me say this as clearly as I can. Math is not racist. Math is not sexist. Math doesn't want to destroy the environment or oppress anybody. If liberals are so concerned about math being used to create economic oppression, maybe they should give capitalism a try to see if the numbers look any better for them there. 2 + 2 = 4, no matter what your political philosophy is. But our children will never learn that if public schools spend their time talking about how math is racist rather than just teaching math. Something about all of this just doesn't add up.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Phyllis Schlafly Eagles. It's no secret that globalists are bent on destroying Western culture. Whether the threat comes from inside or outside our borders, America must be protected from cultural Marxism and those who would deny American sovereignty. We're seeking your insight at phyllisschlafly.com. That's phyllisschlafly.com. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.